Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Today's show features the music of Disney. This seemed an easy choice when I made the decision, but it turned out there's not a great deal of memorable Disney music from the jazz era that has lasted, far less that has been recorded on theatre pipes. My opener, though, is one we all know. From the 1946 partly animated Song of the South, this is Zippity-Doo-Dah. Bill Vlasic and the Paramount Music Palace Wurlitzer with Zippity-Doo-Dah, recorded for an LP and reissued on CD in 2002. 4 years later, in 1950, Disney released the fully animated Cinderella with music by Mac David, Al Hoffman and Jerry Livingston. One of the songs, Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo, the magic song, became a hit with recordings by several leading singers, including Perry Como and Dinah Shore, while a ballad, A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, based on a melody by Franz Liszt, also recorded by Como, didn't fare as well. Jim Orcutt recorded the only theatre pipe version that I have of that on the Robert Morton in the Christian Crusade Auditorium, Tulsa, Oklahoma. A dream is a wish your heart makes. Jim Orcutt playing Robert Morton Theatre Pipes. Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was the studio's first full-length animated feature and was released in 1937. The music was written by Frank Churchill with lyrics by Larry Morey, who would go on to write lyrics again for Disney 10 years later. This is Dudley Bevan with a medley of Whistle While You Work, I'm Wishing, and Hi Ho, recorded in 1938 on the Clapham Junction Granada Wurlitzer. Disney's 1948 release, So Dear to My Heart, was again a combination of live actors and animation, and the one standout song was Lavender Blue, Dilly Dilly. Jesse Crawford recorded this charming arrangement in 1961, featuring the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio, Glendale, California. Thank you. Disney's third animated film after Snow White and Pinocchio was Dumbo, released in 1941. The music was composed by Frank Churchill and Oliver Wallace, the former being recommissioned after the success of Snow White in 1937. Rob Richards is one of the house organists at Disney's flagship El Capitan Theatre on Hollywood Boulevard, so he's naturally keen on Disney music, recording this Dumbo medley of Circus March, Baby Mine, Casey Jr., When I See an Elephant Fly, and closing with a reprise of Circus March. Rob Richards and the ex-San Francisco Fox Wurlitzer in the El Capitan, Hollywood. Back one animated movie to Pinocchio and to the very familiar ballad When You Wish Upon a Star. This is Gerald Shaw's interpretation taped on the Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square in 1964. I've just time for one more, and it's The March of the Cards from Disney's Alice in Wonderland all-animated classic from 1951. It's back to Rob Richards and the El Capitan Wurlitzer for this march by Sammy Fain. Thank you. Music has always been an important part of Disney's films, but I have to admit that I'm not a great fan of much of their current musical offerings. Fortunately, though, most has sufficient musical structure to be able to be played on keyboard instruments, such as theatre pipe organs. If anyone has any requests or ideas for themes for Hot Pipes, please do contact me. I'm always open to suggestions. In the meantime, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley.